Let me read to you the passage that Lisa chose for us to reflect on as we bring this service to a close. And it's from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven and get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it? No. The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you're not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and to worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Father God has been moving to sit here and listen this morning to the way that you have walked with your children, to the experience they have had of your presence and your blessing and your spirit with them, the way they have known your love and your care. And Father, as we draw this service to a close, reflecting on this passage from the Bible, help us through all that has been said here today to hear your voice to us, and help us, Father, to respond. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said, the passage that I've just read, Lisa chose for us, as Jörg lovingly describes them, the gentle ramblings that follow are mine. A new year is a time when historically we look back and we look forward. And our friends this morning have helped us to look back powerfully, movingly. And the passage that we have just read from Deuteronomy is, if you like, Moses' final discourse, his final message to the people of Israel. They spent 40 years in the wilderness because of their disobedience, and they've come again to the edges of the Jordan, and the promised land lies in front of them. And it probably was one of the longest sermons ever recorded. And that's the whole of Deuteronomy, if you look at it and start at chapter 1. Moses talks them through their history, through their past. The things that have gone wrong. The things they have done. But importantly, the things that God has done. The times God has been with them, provided for them, led them. And this is his last opportunity to speak to them, because the Lord has said to him very clearly, you will not enter the promised land. That's for Joshua to do, to lead the people forward. Moses saw it from the mountaintop, but he was never going to enter it. And this was his last opportunity to share and to encourage the people of Israel to follow the Lord. And at the end of that address, down at verses 19 and 20, he issues this challenge. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life. And he goes on to give them, if you like, three steps, three ways that they can do that. They can choose life, a roadmap, if you like, for them, as they enter the promised land. And in verse 20, he sets it out. Love the Lord your God. At the beginning of this discourse, Moses spoke some words that we use, that when we dedicate children, in chapter 6, I think, verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Those verses we use when we dedicate a child. Loving God is not that shallow emotion that we often attach to something that we use the word love for when we mean like. Moses is very clear here, and he's set it out in 6 and refers it to again in chapter 6 and refers to it again in chapter 30. It is loving God with everything that we are and have. Our will, our emotions, our energies, our body, everything that we have, we give to the Lord. It is an active, an overwhelming, an overpowering love that becomes the most important thing in our lives. Because when we love the Lord, we are putting him first, and everything else then follows. The second step was listen to his voice. So often the loudest voice we hear is our own. So often the loudest voice we hear is the one telling us what we want to do. But here Moses is reminding the children of Israel in this whole book of the times when they have listened to their voice, to put their wants first, and how they've come to disaster by doing so. And it was the Lord's love and the Lord's faithfulness that brought them to this point where once again they could cross the Jordan, where they could go in and proclaim the promised land. And Moses was saying, you've got to get your priorities right. You have to love the Lord, put the Lord first. You have to listen to the Lord and put his guidance, his will first. And finally, hold fast to the Lord. And holding fast means doing what he wants you to do. If you read Deuteronomy, it's full of instructions, of rules. But they weren't there to constrain and to make life difficult for the children of Israel. They were there to help them establish themselves and be that unique witness that God wanted them to be in amongst people who had a different way of life, different values, different gods. At the beginning of the passage we read, Moses says, what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult or beyond your reach. It's not in heaven, it's not over the sea, it's in your heart. And so often we know what it is that God wants us to do. But we're more interested in doing the things that we want to do. Because what God wants us to do might be uncomfortable or seem difficult or a bit obtrusive to our way of life. But in truth, we know it's not difficult. What we're dealing with is our will and our willingness to cling to God. When Moses spoke to the children of Israel, our Lord hadn't come. There was still that physical barrier between the children of Israel and the Holy of Holies. They couldn't enter God's presence. But when our Lord surrendered his spirit on the cross and cried, "It's finished," that was split in two. And a new covenant, a new relationship was established between God and his people. But the challenge that Moses set out for the children of Israel on that day reverberates for us. Because the same three steps that Moses set out then are ones that we would do well to follow. Love the Lord with everything that you are. Listen to his voice. Cling to him. We were reminded this morning when John brought our prayers of intercession that the Lord has said nothing can separate us from his love. What God wanted with the children of Israel was a relationship. And he put in place sacrifices and offerings and other things to enable them to build that relationship because they couldn't enter the Holy of Holies and know God themselves. For the children of Israel became more obsessed with the process than they did with the relationship. And we can sometimes put activities in the way of our relationship with God. This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you. Choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Our friends this morning have witnessed to how the Lord has walked with them through 2017. As we go forward into 2018 together and as individuals, I pray that you and we as a fellowship may love the Lord, hear his voice, and cling fast to him. Shall we pray? Father God, your love for us is more than we can understand. That you should give your Spirit to be with us day by day and live with us. You should love us so much to give your Son as a sacrifice for our sin. And Father, we pray as we begin this new year that by your Spirit you will walk with us and help us to love you, to hear you, and to cling to you. In Jesus' name.